This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's based in Berlin. She's the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, and she asks her correspondents very difficult leading questions now and again. The most recent is, NATO doing anything for Ukraine? Everyone's reply is presuming the war continues. And I'm struck by that, Judy, again and again, that the despair that we feel here in the United States is clearly shared across the European plane as well, that after 6 months of war, we don't seem to be any closer to a resolution as not. So we come to the first response from Raluca Cisnatone, fellow at the Carnegie Europe. And he has very controversially put it this way. The question is not if NATO is doing anything in Ukraine. Rather, it is whether European allies are doing enough to share the burden if the war could spur much-needed defense cooperation. So therein is the puzzle again and again. Is the European army now a discussion? Is the future going to involve that level of defense spending in Europe?
The European army issue is always on the back burner, and it's not going to become a reality. It will become a reality because the European member states don't agree with each other, and they don't trust each other, and they don't know who would lead us. This is the first thing. And secondly, there's a great fear that if there's a European army, as ever, this will undermine NATO. The future of NATO is a different matter, but at the moment NATO is strong. But essentially, European defence spending goes up and down. Frankly, it all depends on the member states. And talk about European army is pie in the sky. Talking about European defence spending, it just depends on what you want to spend the money on.
A remark by Katerina Pishikova from an associate research fellow in Italy. She says that the West has gone to great lengths. However, she has questions that NATO has been cautious and that NATO's caution might be part of the problem. Is the opinion in Berlin or across Europe that the lines drawn, if you attack NATO, we'll respond, but meantime, attacking Ukraine is okay? Is there a challenge to that thinking?
Germany, for instance, would never support a NATO mission, operation, military mission in Ukraine at all, neither would France. I'm not so sure, despite their strong anti-Russian sentiments and pro-Ukraine sentiments, that the Baltic states would support that either. I mean, this would give President Putin huge reasons to attack further Ukraine. But I wonder who's calling the bluff here. NATO has been cautious because Putin believes that Ukraine wants to join NATO and then it'll be encircling or being an offensive organization against Russia. But I just wonder, should NATO have done much more in Ukraine, just as should the West and NATO have actually gone into Syria?
The puzzle for us here in the United States, Judy, is you're feeding weapon systems into a war that is appears no closer to resolution than not. Now, ordinarily, the 20th century, sending weapons into countries that are in revolution is not a way to find a peaceful exit. It's a way to stoke the fire and make it even hotter. Is that opinion in Berlin or in Europe?
It depends on who you talk to in Berlin. Certainly among the left-wing parties and the far right, sending more weapons into Ukraine is just perpetuating it and prolonging the bloodshed and the casualties and the war itself and the instability and the costs and so on. In other countries, it's ambiguous in Italy, but the East Europeans and Central Europeans support defending Ukraine as much as possible. Give them more weapons, and the more weapons they have, the sooner this war will end. Despite these rumors that the Russian army is in very bad shape, or the other side of the rumors that Putin is now buying weapons from North Korea. But there's no doubt about it that the consensus among most countries is that the war will drag on, but maybe it could be shortened if Ukraine could get a victory. But there's a fundamental problem in dealing with this victory, and there's a fundamental problem in even talking about negotiations, because the two sides are so diametrically opposed.
I want to end on something like a positive note. Back to your thoughts that Germany can weather the Gazprom bad acting and the Russian threats, that we can get through this winter collectively in Europe. Do I say that correctly, Judy? We have less than a minute.
I hope you do. The problem is that the German the Russian misinformation and disinformation and troll campaign is just so intense and so enormous here in Germany, even to the extent of rewriting the tweets of the foreign minister, Annalisa Baerbock. It's shocking, the disinformation campaign here. The German government has to do everything it can to come out of this stronger and even completely independent from Russian energy and its disinformation campaigns.
Judy Dempsey, who is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, part of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace publications. She's based in Berlin, and Berlin is the centerpiece of this contest. Russia knows that as long as Berlin is adamant, Russia will not win. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.